Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Iron and Ceramite podcast. I am John, if you don't know that, and I'm joined by Shane and Glenn. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Very good. How are you guys keeping up with all this 10th edition stuff that's coming out? I think I'm lagging behind now. They've been too generous with leaks.
I've kept on top of it as much as I can. Again, all pretty good looking, to be fair.
I think because of the amount they're putting out, it can be I think it can be quite easy to try and find a lot of it, like, because there's almost too much coming out. I'll keep up with my faction stuff that I'm interested in. So yeah. Like, I watched the stuff about the Necron reanimation protocols the other day, and I was like, that's quite interesting. But now I just want to get my hands on the rules.
Yeah,
that's it.
I was trying to keep up with a couple of videos because they released like some core rules regarding, I don't know what. I watched about four videos, and I think by the end of it, I forgot what I'd actually learned or what I'd seen. the only thing I can remember, which is really random, is like disembarkation. Is that if your vehicle gets blown up, you have to take a battle shock test, which would be interesting, but there are probably much more interesting things that I can't remember.
Yeah, as I said, there's going to be so much to learn anyway.
Yeah,
like, it's now waiting for it, you know, to get the rule book in your hands and play a couple of games. But we've still got to wait for that. So that's why I'm just like, there's only so much I'm going to be able to take in beforehand.
But we do have two Primarchs now. Rules of, anyway. With Angron coming out. Did you see the Angron, Glim?
Yes, I did. That's horrific. he is absolutely horrific. Plus, you know, you get quite a few models that are on a roll of a whatever, he stands back up with, you know, some wounds. He can get back up with full wounds.
Yeah.
Just disgusting. Might have to get him.
Yeah, his rules like look very, very strong going into the next. I mean, his rules in this edition are good.
Yeah.
So, but he hasn't. The only bit I was going to say that I picked up briefly on was that lots more characters, stuff like that, seem to be losing the ignores invulnerable rules. So I think Angron in ninth had a, you know, his attack can ignore invulnerable saving throws. But I think everyone's losing that. At least that's the direction of travel at the moment. So invulnerable saves are actually going to become invulnerable saves again. Which will be interesting.
Yeah.
But there's going to be less of them.
Yeah, because not everything deserves one. So I think sometimes, but characters should have it. And then obviously Primarchs, because I think a couple of my characters that don't have it's a bit random compared to, what are they called? The apothecaries, do they get invun saves?
No.
No, they don't.
A load of,
they just don't seem to die. That's the problem.
A load of Necron characters don't have them.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough then.
I don't mind that approach. I think it's fine. I think they seem to be taking a lot of stuff from what they've heard in ninth, and we're seeing it a lot in what's it called? What's the version we've been playing, John? The one on the space Hulk.
Boarding actions.
Boarding actions. They're taking a lot of rules from boarding actions, and they're taking a lot from the Horus Heresy game system.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a couple of those battle reports, and there's a lot of stuff that's crossing over. So I think they're taking the best of everything. At least it's always the same, right? The start of edition comes with lots of hope and you know, ambition. We'll see what happens. It'll be fun anyway.
Well, I don't know if we've covered it, but obviously you guys played before. Did you, either of you, play much eighth?
I didn't play any of those.
Did you then?
Um,
Or were you on top of like the
ooh.
rules and stuff? Because I'd be interested to sort of
I
know
would.
how you felt when ninth was coming in, because it was my first one, so
I mean,
how does it compare?
to be completely honest, they've all kind of like merged into one now. I can't remember where the various big changes happened throughout the various editions. I can't remember how much of a change it was from 8th to 9th, or 7th to 8th, or things like that. I know there's been a couple of times where it's been like pretty big overhauls. This seems to be on the bigger end of the scale. But at the end of the day, it's still, your core mechanics are still going to be the same. Your ballistic skill, your weapon skill, your attacks, your strength, your toughness, things like that. But, they've just tweaked the balance of it all, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah, so it feels like it's not completely a brand new game. There's so much is changing. It's strange, isn't it? Just to see, is it going to be, hopefully these cards they're giving us are going to make it easier to keep track of it. But we've said that before. And then everything's getting tougher. But I don't. You didn't have an Angron when I played you before. It was Korn, wasn't it? He was horrible enough. So hopefully, he's not going to be as devastating.
Khan the betrayer, he's always going to be devastating.
I know.
The
Oh.
mortal embodiment of Khorne's rage.
Yeah. But oh man, I'm hopeful for Morty. Looking at Gilliman and Angron, though, I'm hopeful. No,
Every primer, he like Morty's not that bad in this edition. Like,
I
they're going to
know.
be fine. Like,
Yeah.
they're still going to make them like big hitty units, right? Like, they're all going to be pretty special. I think Angron is particularly hitty,
Yes.
and with his
As
like
he
you
should.
get hey, oh no,
Yeah.
he absolutely should be, but like it's almost like you're not playing against him. Is going to be interesting because it's almost like you just got to stay away from him, but that's also really hard to do because he moves a huge amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all, in fact, it's not staying away from him, it's who you sacrifice to keep him tied up.
If you, well, if you can, if you need something to absolutely wipe him off the board.
But that's what I don't think you can wipe him off, because it will just come back. I think you've got to
Yeah.
have like something that's going to keep him tied in combat for a turn or two, just while you do other stuff. Because even if you've got like you've got Morty or
Yeah.
Magnus or someone else, and you're like, right, I'm just going to throw my pri have a Primarch fight.
Yeah.
Even if you do kill him, as I said, he's going to get back up.
Yeah.
So, and by that time, your Primarch, whether it's Morty or whoever else, is going to have taken a fair couple of wounds anyway.
Oh yeah, definitely. He got 16 wounds as well.
Yeah,
That's
well,
true.
he's not just your regular Primarch; he's a demon Primarch.
He is, yeah.
That's why, like Gilliman and the Lion, because I've seen people being like, oh, their profiles are nothing compared to like Angron. It's like, well, that's because Angron's ascended.
Yeah.
He's no longer just a Primarch. He's now a demon Primarch.
He's an M&S Primarch.
Correct.
No. Speaking of Primarchs, I was looking at Primarchs versus wrestlers
Yeah.
this week as we were talking about. Some seem to be easier than others, but I'll be interested to see how detailed your list is, because there's a few blanks on mine.
I just started thinking about it again earlier because I was like, I'd forgotten about it. I had still got hung up on whether or not Vince would be the Emperor.
Well, I put him down as the Emperor. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean it
Although
does.
he's a massive heel, really, but
But then the Emperor's done a lot of heelish stuff.
exactly. And that's the thing, I was thinking He's taken hold of Empire, built it beyond anything anyone's ever seen before, and then
Took the old territories into the his own Imperium.
he's made some questionable decisions, and people have defected from him,
Yes. Yeah.
and and then he's not so. Oh, I mean, he does make the odd appearance now, but more or less he's sat on the throne in gorilla position, making strange decisions that we can't fathom.
So, on that then. So then I was like, right, I'll write the Primarchs down in discovered order.
Oh, okay, I went down for numerical order, but
Okay,
carry on.
fine. Well, Horus, right?
Yeah.
So Horus, first of all, right? Because if you go with the whole Vince is the Emperor
Yeah.
and the lore of 40K, you would basically look at it and go, right, is it, should it be, based on what we know right now,
Yeah.
Chris Jericho?
Oh.
Because he's the one that's gone off,
Yeah.
made his own thing,
Yeah.
but Chris Jericho doesn't strike me as a Horus.
So I put Hulk Hogan because he went WCW
I
and he
like that.
was Vince's big, this is what a wrestler should be. If you're not Hulk Hogan or similar, I don't want to know. And then he, obviously for money, not jealousy or eternal power. Well, maybe he is. Bugged off to WCW.
Okay.
Chris Jericho, I've got him down for someone else later.
No, that's fine. So, but then, so Hulk Hogan as Horace, fine. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Would you then put someone like Triple H down as a Rogue Dorn?
No, I didn't. I'd put Triple H. So Rogue Dorn for me, I went for, I know he's a heel, but I went for Commissioner style William Regal because he's very snooty. But I just went for a bit of a, from what I remember, walking around with his nose held above everybody, just being
Yeah.
a dick. Because he was sometimes he was, because he was always getting done over by heels, like Chris Jericho pissing his teapot, and stuff like that. So that's what struck me as I know that William Regal was a heel, but he was always getting done over by. Oh, I suppose Chris Jericho was a face doing that, but yeah, it wasn't. I don't know. I don't think
But
Regal
like it's like
is very popular.
Regal's bounced around though. So I
Yeah.
was like, right, who stayed loyal to Vince and
Yeah.
was there to build back up?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I was like, okay, but well, that could be then someone like your
It
Triple
could be.
H.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
he's not gone anywhere else.
No.
Obviously, when he was Hunter, the Connecticut blue blood, that's the snootiness that you're looking for in Dawn.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's that that's that that was more of a question than anything else.
I think yeah, it's a tricky one because yeah, I've struggled. Dawn was one I struggled with. I think William Regal. That was one I pinged right at the end when I was running out of time.
Gravitated towards it. Well,
Yeah.
that Glenn, do you see William Regal as a Dawn character?
I'm more with Shane on that one. Yeah, Triple H more than a
Hmm.
Vince Regal.
So what? So if you went and did them in order, like
Well,
numerical order,
yeah. I mean, I'll say if you want to carry on going through,
no, because it would be you'd be the lion next for you.
yes.
So
So,
who did you have for the lion?
the Lions where I went, Chris Jericho, and my theory wasn't because staying loyal to the Emperor. It was more of a Gilliman versus the Lion sort of thing. So it sort of ties two together. So I've gone for Gilliman. That's where I've put Triple H because of his organizational skills. It really did he run NXT better than Raw or SmackDown were being run by Vince? Because it was definitely more popular when it was at, before they changed it. And then with the Lion, you could argue that Chris Jericho has gone to AEW. And is basically the locker room leader, has taken all of his experience there. So those two would have the most headbutting if they were to be together, if that makes sense. If like, they came back together to run one company,
Yeah.
would there be a massive power struggle between the two of them? Which, like we said last time, is that coming between the Lion and Gilliman when the Tyranids attack? It's more of
We're
a
getting
fluff
right into
than,
this. I
yeah.
was going to say that I can see Chris Jericho as the Lion. I
Yeah.
can't see Triple
Plus,
H as Gilliman.
no, that's
That's
more.
the bit that I'm struggling on.
Yeah. And that was why that was my struggle there, because I was trying to find how to place Gilliman and Triple H together. The only way I could get it is the organization of NXT. I know it doesn't work, but to get the Lion to work as Chris Jericho, I need that to work there. Otherwise, it falls apart. Plus, the Lion Salt is Chris Jericho's move, and it ties in nicely there.
Yeah, no, that's I think I could see Chris Jericho. I can see that working. I'm just trying to think who else could be Gilliman.
Well, otherwise it's Cena, isn't it? Because he's got plot armor. John Cena was undefeatable for however long, 10 year run or whatever he had. Well, after
Yeah,
ruthless
that's
aggression
true.
for a while, he was everyone was rioting, weren't they? No, nobody likes the Ultramarines because they're too popular and they're the
So
face of Warhammer.
that's a good shout, but you could have hang on, let's have a look. So I don't think it works at all, but if that's, you know, if John Cena plot armor never dies,
Yeah,
could be a perpetual, so you could have him as Vulcan,
you could.
but that doesn't, that I'm not sure that works.
No. Well,
So
let's backtrack then to what you've got.
oh no, I'm just enjoying the discussion. Like as I said, I haven't filled them out. I'm just
Okay.
I'm looking at now. I think that, although I'll tell you what, I did have a couple put in. Obviously, I talked about Fulgrim before and I just went Ric Flair because the old silver mane, the showmanship,
Yeah.
you know, going for perfection, nothing beyond that. I was just like, strikes me as a Ric Flair type character.
Another defector
Yeah,
held the
true.
title hostage.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And then I thought Corvus Corax. This is a bit of a left field one, Finn Balor, because they've got that kind of slightly smaller, wafty kind of build compared to the rest of them, a bit more subtle in their approach. And
Yeah.
then also with Finn Balor, you've got the demon, which is obviously Korax as his you know, warp form, sort of thing. And that, you know, never the biggest
Well,
of
and he can be a face when he's the demon as well. And you say Korvax is
is in
a
the warp, yeah.
demon,
He's
essentially, or
yeah,
could be.
a face demon, yeah.
Like that. You put more effort into Korvax than I did, because I don't know enough. I just went for Raven, the old hardcore wrestler. I took
Yeah,
it
fair
very
enough.
literally. Yeah, bird, that'll do.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that does it.
a bit
Who?
dark.
Yeah, I mean that could equally work.
Yours is much better because you put a bit of thought into it.
Who, right, famous wrestling twins, because that's all I was trying to think about for Alpharius and Omegon.
Yeah. I didn't go for twins.
Or a tag team.
I went a bit more off key. So I've gone for Alpharius as Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
Right, bear with me. And then Omegon as every other luchador, because they could be interchangeable if you're not sure who's behind the mask.
I am Rey Mysterio.
I'm Rey
That's
Mysterio.
all of
Yeah,
the
that's where I went for that.
luchadors
Because, and
are
again,
saying.
they say it isn't Alfaro is supposed to be, well, not Alfaro himself, but occasionally people think that he seems shorter than the other Primarchs, because obviously there's a
It's clever build of a normal space marine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because the Space Marines are filling in for him. And obviously, Rey Mysterio has always been described as the littlest big man or something that they keep shouting about him at the minute.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's where I tied that one in. I thought that worked quite well. Because I couldn't, yeah, wrestling twins.
I got lazy and I went for the Bellas.
Well done. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that.
Or you've got the Hebners, the referees.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, but that does work as well because
Yeah.
oh no, because actually the Bellas did it as well. They always did their swapping in and out as each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you could stretch it. What was his name? He always did I think he tagged in with the Miz, maybe. He was always impersonating somebody.
Not Mizdow, not when it's
Mizdow, that's it.
Damian
Yes,
Sandow.
that's the
No,
one. Yeah.
that's true. That could work. I do. Now that you've said the Bellas, though, I do quite like that. They've got that
Yeah.
kind of which one's which
One.
energy.
Oh, the Young Bucks.
They're very similar, yeah.
The Usos.
All right,
There we
actually,
go.
we've got too many for our
Yeah,
fire issue to
they're
be compared.
pouring
It's
up.
gonna.
We've gone from no twin wrestlers to too many.
Right. Okay. We'll park Alfarious Namigon for a minute.
Sure.
Let's go. So Angron. Right. We're talking about him earlier.
Yeah.
Ball of Rage. Who'd you go for?
Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Yep. Fair. I was going to say I can't think of any. No. That is. That's it. Right.
I was watching Raw this morning from this week, and I don't know if you're up to date or if you're too bothered about spoilers
That's fine.
this
Go ahead.
morning, but he literally come out and ruined Cody's match, obviously, and just put him through the table and just screamed at him for 5 minutes. So, and I thought, oh, he's very angry. There we go, Angron,
Done.
winner. And that's pretty much how he rolls these days.
Well, that's an easy one then. Okay, now big stinky guy, Mortarion.
I thought it was hard.
Well, I'm there. There's a couple of people that I think got potentially sitting there, but I'd be interested to see what you'd say as the resident Death Guard player.
Got two, and I don't think either of them work, and they're for very, very loose reasons. So the first one, potentially Rikishi, stink face. That's
Okay,
such
all
a
right.
such. No one ever wanted to be on the back end of that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Rikishi really works. And then the other one was, do you remember Droz, the guy who got
Puke.
paralyzed by D'Lo Brown? When he
Yeah.
first joined, his name was Puke, and that's what got him hired,
Yeah, because
because he could
he
puke on
was
cue.
in McMahon's office and
Yeah.
he
What
found
was
out he could puke on demand.
Yeah, and that's what got him the job. And then they said, oh, we'll call you Puke. But I can't, what was that, like Louis Theroux's documentary or something? Something like that, where he turned up.
Did you not think like Undertaker or something like that? Like the Dead Man?
I mean, the dead man, but I don't know. It doesn't, yeah, maybe, but I just don't think he works. Maybe. No, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I really struggled, but I think it's because I put Undertaker somewhere else. So it was.
All right. Okay. Well, why don't we go with where you did put the Undertaker?
So I put him down as the Khan, Biker Taker, because I couldn't think of anything else for him.
That's not what I was expecting. I was like, maybe Kurz or someone like that. Like,
I went Biker Taker. That really struck.
American Badass
Yeah.
is Jagatai Khan. I don't know if we can have that on it. I think that's fair enough.
I'm looking more at the bike than the man.
Yeah, maybe. All right, fair enough. And what about you, Glenn? Any thoughts on Multi?
Mortarion, I have two again, but they're a bit weird. And one of which, not even sure either one of you will know who it is. But first one would be Vader, just because he had a reputation of being quite a smelly, unpleasant person to work with.
Yeah, I've heard this.
He never washed his singlet or anything like that. And the other one, because I just have vivid memories of going, he's fucking disgusting, is Bastion Booger.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Then I have to look him up, and if you ever see him, you'll go, oh,
Yeah.
yes.
I quite like, because Vader was legit as well. That's what I liked about
Yeah.
Vader. Like he was like
Oh,
legit.
yeah.
Like, so I could see that more than Bastion Booger, who yeah was yeah not doesn't quite carry the same.
See, John's clearly found him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a big, sweaty looking dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if Morty has some has a bit of lore about just eating disgusting food in the middle of the ring, we could tie it in.
Well, he
Vader.
I think Vader works.
Yeah.
Carries the right amount of menace.
Yeah. And he was quite stiff, wasn't he?
Oh,
Working all
yeah.
times, a stiff sort of let's push on and take no mercy sort of guy.
Him and, yeah. Okay, all right. Vader
How do you feel
works.
about Psychers, Vader? Was he a fan?
I honestly don't know.
He doesn't strike me as someone that would like them.
No.
But, I don't know for sure.
Oh.
Okay. All right. No, that's fair. Right, so I'm bouncing around here. So we've still Gilliman's still in question. So Sanguinius. I'm coming to Sanguinius. It's a lot of stuff going on with Sanguinius.
Yeah.
So what have we got? Well, Glenn, what have you got anyone for Sanguinius? Anyone that jumps out?
Yeah, I either wanted Shawn Michaels just because he's pretty boy
Yeah, that makes
and was
sense.
very, very good at everything he did.
Yeah.
Or old Prince Pretty himself from NXT and, well, I suppose he came off the main roster. What's his fucking name? Him with
Oh,
the
Tyler Breeze.
him. Because he's again, pretty
He's
boy.
pretty, yeah.
All right. John, who you got?
So, again, not really for looks. I went with Owen Hart because he was
Interesting.
a fan favorite. Everybody loved him, and he died tragically. No,
Fucking way to bring it. Hey, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, I was just trying to comp I was comparing and I got a bit deep.
Yeah, all right. No, I mean it also fits. Oh, okay, so what I'm thinking is where we've got places left over. So at the moment we haven't talked Russ, we haven't talked Ferris Manus, we haven't talked Vulcan, we talked a bit about Gilliman, we haven't talked Magnus or Perturabo or Lorga. We did talk Khan briefly, but we're going to come back to that. And then we got Kurz and obviously Alfarious Omega, but I think we've got a placeholder there anyway. I feel like Shawn Michaels and one of the Harts, it could be Owen, needs to be on the list. But where do you put them? With who you've got left? Because, so for example, like Brett
Yeah.
could be Lorgar. Like, got a bit sanctimonious as he got on. Always was very the purist, all about
Yeah.
the wrestling vision, and didn't like the Attitude Era. Didn't like the tweener that Stone Cold really was like. So it was, kind of went down that route. Doesn't have to be, but that's a potential. Shawn Michaels is obviously, I said I don't know where you'd put him though. He doesn't feel like a Gilliman. He does feel more like a Sanguinius.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't feel like a Perturabo.
See, I don't know enough about Purdy to actually have an opinion.
He doesn't have the swagger.
No. He's just another. He's a moody bloke, isn't he?
He is, but that would be simplifying him too much. So I'm only saying this because I've just finished the Angel
Yeah.
Exterminators, where you actually get quite a good view into him as a Primarch, and actually there is more to him just being like the digger.
Because he was into siege work, wasn't he?
So he was the counterpoint to Rogal Dorn.
Yeah.
So he was like the Rogal Dorn was like, they were the
Defend.
siege defenders, as it were, whereas you'd send in Perturabo to break sieges.
Break it. So
There was more behind
he's
him than that.
breaking the walls down,
Oh, here it
so to
goes.
speak. Who is a good long-time nemesis of Chris Jericho or a
Well,
great rival?
because if we've got Rogal Dorn as Triple H,
Yeah.
right, it's like,
Who's
who's the counterpoint to Triple H?
Stone Cold, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. He doesn't. He took his ball and went home.
Yeah, he did, actually, and so did Purdy. The Siege of Terror, he just said, no, nope, you're all a bunch of demons. I'm not having it.
Maybe.
I'm talking myself into that one. Glenn, you're where do you sit on that one?
I must admit I struggled with Peterabo. I couldn't think of anything really.
As I said yesterday when I was thinking about it, it's only because he's got his like big dread like cabling out of his head, similar to Angron. And I just went Davey Boy Smith because he had his dreadlock era. But that is very weak. So like as I said, Stone Cold's nice. Don't know, yeah, don't know if it's perfect, but it's okay. But it still leaves us
We can
because
circle back.
Dana there because he quite liked to shuffle as well. He was fond of burying people.
Ooh, yeah. So that because
Bravo liked a bit of shovel work.
yeah. So Cena. All right. So Perturabo. Then we got Stone Cold slash Cena to come back to. Cena would work as a counterpoint against Triple H as well. I think that still works.
Yeah,
That would also take that would mean we would also remove Cena out of the question of Gilliman. And
I agree. Okay.
I think that doesn't feel perfect, so that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Circling back to the Lorgar point. So I said potentially you've got my pitch for Brett based on Brett after the screw job, dissatisfied, didn't like everything.
Yeah, betrayed by Vince big time.
Absolutely.
Which, or was he? Or is that Silver Sea?
The
Brett's Brett.
monarchia
Yeah.
screw
Lorgar
job.
screwed Lorgar. That works.
Glenn, I feel like you want to chip in here.
I didn't go for a wrestler. I went for a superb orator. I went for Paul Heyman.
Ooh, I like what you've done here.
See, I went Paul Heyman. I branched off from Primarchs for Paul Heyman, and I put him as Erebus. I was going to bring that up at the end, because was he not the one sneaking about organizing things for Brock Lesnar, for Roman Reigns, for many people? Whispering in the lodge back in the ECW days, keeping people on the payroll where and you weren't paying them.
Oh, that's an interesting one there.
Because my Lorgar's blank, to be honest.
See, I hadn't even thought about extending into,
No.
non-Primark characters
Because
because.
I couldn't think of one for Lorgar, but then that one popped up for me. But then if we're doing Primark, Paul Heyman works there.
Paul Heyman does work there. I think it works very well from a Lorgar point of view. I think it works better than Brett, even though, as I said, the Monarchia screw job and Lorgar screwed Lorgar is, peak. I think Paul Heyman works. Okay. All right. Well, we'll lock that one in more firmly. I will run through this once we've got it all. Right. So we've now got Gagatai Khan, which we're not putting Biker Undertaker in. We've got Conrad Kurz. We've got question marks at Sanguinius still. We've got Magnus the Red, which we haven't discussed. Vulcan, which we haven't really discussed. Ferris Manus and Leman Russ, which we haven't really discussed. So why don't we go for ones we haven't discussed yet? So Conrad Kurz, tough one. The Night Haunter.
I'm blaming him.
You've blanked on him. You don't have
Blank on
one.
him because I don't know. He's not come up in anything that I've read so far, so I'm a blank with him.
Because as I said, he could. There's a lot of different ways you could go.
He's the again, simplifying it, the torture dude, isn't he?
Wait, rules by fear. Yes.
Undertaker works. Does he not?
Well, Undertaker sits in there potentially, you fear. But you've also got like Rafter era Sting, where he was up in the rafters with his baseball bat. He wasn't a heel, so maybe doesn't fit quite as good as it could do. But then you've also got like Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family fitting there as well. They've got that kind of fear angle that we haven't really talked about yet.
Walking around with a head for a lantern.
Exactly. So there's a couple that potentially fit in there. Glenn, what about you? Wait,
I
any?
went Malachi Black for that one.
Oh, that fits very well.
His dark, spooky bollocks that he likes.
The
Yeah.
House of Black.
That is it's the direction I was going in with Bray Wyatt, but as I said, I'm not as up on Malachi Black, but I know enough that I think that would fit perfectly well. All right, Comrade Kurz, that was an easier one than I thought it'd be. Let's go for a tougher one, potentially, and this is because there's less about him in the lore that's interesting, is Ferris Manus. Obviously, the Iron Hands, but he just ran in and got himself killed.
So I can't remember the guy's name, and it was, I don't know how it works, because got built up to be the next big thing and failed miserably in the
Not,
first appearance.
not, no, no, you go,
What's
you
the
keep going.
guy? I can't remember his name. The guy with a silver helmet who stacked it on his debut for going through the thing. What was he called?
Shockmaster.
Yeah,
That's it,
that's
Chuckmaster.
Glenn, unless you've got anything else, I'm locking that one in.
I can't top that now.
Yeah, that is an
I
excellent
just
choice.
I went Sergeant Slaughter just because I see Ferris Manus as a big chin, big chiseled figure. But yeah, Shockmaster charging in, it all went horribly wrong. Yeah, can't complain with that.
Yeah, plus, like, that's a good one to get in there. All right, okay, that's good. Right, so left on the table. We haven't talked about Lehman Rush yet.
That was a hard one as
It,
well,
I agree. I think it is a bit of a tough one.
because there's not too many Viking-esque theme. Like, if we're taking Malachi Black for Conrad, that wipes him out. So
There's not any really good, like, Norse-inspired wrestlers.
because that I you've got the Viking Raiders.
Yeah.
But they're not book strong enough since coming to WWE, really. So they could be subbed in as his wolves, the two, what are they called, the two big wolves Ross rolls around with.
Freri and Gary, I believe.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's where they could fit in. And then Edge was in Vikings.
Oh, Edge. Okay. I could see Edge.
It was good in Vikings. I know he's not real, he's more vampire-y in gimmick at times.
At times, but he's, like when he was Leiter period Edge, it wasn't very vampiric then.
No, I suppose not.
The rated R superstar. Yeah, no, I'm just looking at my vintage wrestling figures behind me, and there's no one that jumps out.
No, I thought it was really hot, a really tough one.
All right. Edge works for me, but Glenn.
I went for another old school one of Bruiser Brody.
Oh, now actually, that was, I was thinking about him earlier because obviously he got killed, didn't
He did, yes.
In
I was in Puerto Rico or
that's
somewhere.
it. Yeah.
But yeah, just big, hairy wild man.
I actually really like that one because also he was like it on the face of it, he was, as you said, a nutcase, wild man. But actually, that was all show. And that underneath that, he was much more considered and knew what he was doing. So I think that's a stronger case than there, I'm afraid, John.
No, take that. The Edge was, I mean, the only reason he came into my head is because he was in a show called Vikings for a bit.
Yeah. And you could put his hair in plaits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Okay, Bruiser Brody, I'm sold. We're good. We're good on that one. So we're ticking them off now. We've got Vulcan, Rabute Gilliman, Magnus, questions over Sanguinius, and then Jagatai Khan. So should we go to Vulcan? He's next on the list.
yeah.
Are we going to go with Vulcan?
What you got, Glenn?
This is controversial. I was
Okay.
going to Bulla the Butcher because he's been around for so fucking long. And he's a black guy. Simple as. Because if you're gonna if we're gonna have a Vulcan, he's got to be a black guy.
Yeah.
Can't be like, oh, this person who's been around for so long. Never seemed to go away, never seemed to die. But yeah. Although Abdullah the Butcher is not, in no other way does he fit other than he has been around for fucking ages.
Yeah, I'm now just trying to think of other people with incredible tenure. Because you could also have what's his name? Not R-Truth.
Well, yeah, he's been around. He
He's
doesn't
he
age.
that's what he does. Everyone says he doesn't age, which
See, I thought Vulcan's the people's champ, so I went with The Rock. But maybe The Rock's not. It's been
that,
around a long time, but not obviously as long as this guy.
Abdullah the Butcher's got the I think yeah.
You've come up, Dilla, haven't you? You're like, oh God, right.
All right, let's come back. I think we'll come back to Vulcan. Right, we had a couple for Rabute Gilliman. We had Cena, but we've kind of moved him into a question mark in the Perturabo role. We had, who else did we have? Did we have, oh, we potentially had Triple H in there, but there's potentially Rogel Dorn as Triple H. So who else have we got that could go in to be Gilliman? Now, bearing in mind with who we've got to act around him, Paul Heyman is Lorgar. So who would act opposite Heyman as like a protagonist? Right, who's
I'm
made
just
who?
trying to think of someone who's been around a long time for the good of the company, but isn't always the most popular, is a weird place to fall. That's
That
why
could be Cena.
I think Cena works.
And that would leave Stone Cold as Perturabo.
Yeah, because I feel like Cena was always a big draw. Because of who he was and like the stuff he does, that brings people in, especially kids and stuff. But he won too much and it got on people's nerves. And I just think he's a good comparison for Ultramarines.
Yeah, the C Nation.
Yeah. Smurf Nation.
Glenn, your thoughts on Rabute?
Yeah, I'll concede the Cena on that one.
I think it's a tough one to fill, but we're getting there now. Okay, this one I started to think of and then gave up on it, which is Magnus.
Yes.
Because it's
I have a pick, and it's for another really stupid reason.
well, let's start there.
I went for Hulk Hogan because they've got the same color skin.
That is a good one. I like it, but we've already got Hulk locked in as Horus.
Oh yeah, we have, yeah.
So although I appreciate the same coloured skin,
That's
especially these days,
that was my thoughts.
no, it's I think that's fair. John.
Like that.
So I got two. I went Kane because he's red, and there's a bit of depending what era Kane you take, there is mystery and magic behind him. Either got he's a serial killer or he's burnt his family in a house fire and survived, or he's legitimately the brother of the Undertaker, big spooky guy in red. But then I also went with Bray Wyatt because Bray Wyatt has a lot of supernatural element to him. It doesn't always go to plan because where is he at the minute?
So I also had so we overlap on Bray mainly because not because of his the Wyatt family run, but more the what was it, the
Think
Funhouse,
oh,
the
Funhouse, Firefly Funhouse.
Firefly Funhouse, because I thought that was more in the head games.
Well, especially that mania during lockdown, him versus Cena. The whatever it was, the retro match sort of. It wasn't really a match, was it? It was the cinematic match. So that was very in his Cena's head.
Yes. So that's where we've overlapped. And then I also had a question mark on and again this one's much more tenuous. And that was again Bret Hart. Two reasons. One, pink, red, you know, it's that sort of color scheme. The second one was also again later style Bret. Always in his own head too much, thinking he knows what's best. But I think Bray probably fits it better.
I think Bray works. Again, you could also do the Brett screwed Brett, made a big mistake, got too big for his boots, and the Emperor knocked him down a peg because he was
Well,
going to.
did nothing wrong.
No, well,
There's a lot of those.
they've got the same argument, haven't you? You got did Brett screw Brett, and did Magnus do anything wrong? So that does tie them together.
It does work, but then I also think in the same way, like we don't know what Bray Wyatt keeps doing, but Vince always seems to be punishing him.
Yeah,
So
definitely. It's because he's too popular.
I'm happy with Bray
Right.
Wyatt in that element. And like you know, there's the Shards of Magnus, and we've had how many different versions of Bray Wyatt then now as well. So
A couple now.
Okay, all right. So the only one we haven't got anyone in for yet is the Khan.
Go on.
We don't, well, at the moment we don't have the Undertaker in for anyone. So if we really can't think of anything, we could go back to American Badass.
I mean, that was tedious, but you've got like Kenta, maybe. He's
Okay.
violent, brutal, doesn't take no shit. I don't know what his speed's like for but then also maybe because I was thinking Tajiri, the buzzsaw. Was
Yeah.
it Tajiri? It was, wasn't it? Regal's
Yeah.
mate. Yeah. Back up? I don't know.
Not exactly the most physically imposing of people.
Well, no, I know. That's why maybe Kenta works a little bit better.
Yeah, I had a real left field one on this one, and it was what was this from the old free, what was the lightweight called when they had it, the purple?
Cruiserweights.
Yeah, so there was a guy, was it Neville?
Oh, yeah. Neville, yeah.
Yeah, so slightly lighter weight but stacked, and would jump around and throw himself around all over the place. Done over potentially a little bit by the WWE, but potentially him. And then I was also thinking Kenny Omega as well. Again, sort of fast-paced type wrestler. But that's all I had for that. Do
Yeah,
anything yourself?
I wanted to get Kenny in
Yeah.
somewhere, but I was, he was sort of like on the sideline of where could I make the argument for him? Yeah, I mean, I again, same as like Vulcan is black guy. I kind of wanted it to be a more Eastern person, but I don't know enough sort of Far Eastern wrestlers as such.
I don't
And
New Japan.
like, I know a few names, but I don't know enough about them to be like, yeah. And then the only one I could really come up with there was Kenny, because that's the biggest name I know from New Japan.
Yeah.
So Kenta Ibushi is a good shout.
Is anyone else is around? Very we're narrowing quite a broad pool, really. We've just not known enough.
No. Okay. Well, we've got a couple written in there. Let's go back to the ones we've still got questions over.
Sure.
So, I think Alpharius and Magon, I think we're happy with the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. That's locked in. So then we've got Perturabo is now Stone Cold because we put Cena in as Gilliman.
I'm happy if you're happy.
Okay, that's fine. So then we're back to Sanguinius, where we had Tyler Breeze or Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is better than Tyler Breeze. Not because I don't like Tyler Breeze, but
No,
I
no,
think
no, 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 that's fine.
more people like
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels. I mean, the only other person I could sort of throw in. No, I think that works. Shawn
Think
Michaels.
second run Shawn Michaels is much more Sanguinius than first run Shawn Michaels,
Yeah.
which is fine. I think that's okay to go with.
Yeah. And it's sort of, sorry, I was a bit of a dick before. I'm not a dick anymore, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I don't remember Sanguinius having the same.
No, he didn't.
But maybe it's to do with the Red First or the Black Rage or
Yeah, that's
something
it.
like that.
Yeah, he sorted those problems out.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. All right. So that leaves us then with Vulcan, where I think we have three options with Abdullah the Butcher, R-Truth, or The Rock. Now,
Who else could it be? Lashley? But I don't think Lashley's ever really been a face. They're not
yeah,
like
I don't, I don't,
times.
I quite like the fact that with the Rock, you were going back to the fact that the
He
people
was champ.
love him.
Yeah.
The thing with the Rock is that he was said, part of his gimmick was obviously saying he was the people's champ because he was, he when he'd heel it up, it's
Yeah.
like the I'm your champ, whether you like it or not, which is not as Vulcan-y.
But when he was a proper heel, he was the corporate champ, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I suppose the heel, the Rock, sorry, the heel, the Rock has flip-flopped quite a lot in his time. So that makes it hard to lock him in, I think.
Yeah.
If he came back now, he'd have to go against Roman and everyone would love him.
Yeah,
I
that's true.
go with Truth because he just that man hasn't aged at all since I've first seen him in like not a day.
No, he really hasn't. And, as per Vulcan, he seems to lose his mind a little bit every time he gets reincarnated, go a bit, doolally. R-Truth has never made sense. So
No.
We could do that, yeah.
all
He's
right,
just at a very later stage.
I'm happy to go with R-Truth.
Little Jimmy.
All right, that then just leaves us Jagatai Khan, and then we can go through. We can run the entire list. So we've got
Cool.
Kenta Ibushi or Kenny Omega. Bearing in mind we're coming from a self-confessed area of ignorance when it comes to that neck, like the New Japan wrestling scene.
Yeah.
I don't think what's the name of the guy kept dick punching thingy and what was his name?
Nakamura.
Yeah, he probably isn't a Jagatai, is
Oh yeah, I was gonna punch everybody in the balls.
yeah.
No, speaking English, yes. What a dick.
So, Jagger Tail does have a theme of fighting dirty, does he? I suppose he's quite honourable.
Fights efficiently, not dirty.
Yeah.
Quickly.
I'm punching the balls is pretty efficient.
Yes, this is true. Okay.
Kenny. Kenny's a he's big name. Makes it bridges the gap between us and New Japan. Another tenuous one there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to go with it. We can go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless if there's no more for no more, we can then do our run through.
Let's do it.
All right. So we have then the Emperor as Vince, or Vince McMahon himself as the Emperor, Hulk Hogan as Horace, Bruiser Brody as Lehman Russ, the Shockmaster as Ferris Manus. Ric Flair coming in as Fulgrim, R-Truth as Vulcan, Triple H as Rogel Dorn, John Cena as Rabute Gilliman, Bray Wyatt as Magnus the Red, Shawn Michaels as Sanguinius, Chris Jericho as the Lion, Lionel Johnson, Stone Cold as Perturabo, Vader as Mortarion, Paul Heyman as Lorgar, Kenny Omega as Jagatai Khan, Malakai Black as Conrad Kurz, Brock Lesnar as Angron, Finn Balor as Corvus Korax, and then the Bella Twins as Alpharius Omegon. I'm just going to say, like, I would love to book like any of the Horus Heresy as a wrestling match based on this.
Amazing.
And then that obviously we do have that side conversation, maybe not one for today, but those levels of supporting characters where we have who would be the likes of Erebus, and so on and so forth. But that is our rundown of the wrestling primarchs.
I think that was pretty good. I think we did a good job, mostly.
I think we can be happy that we've achieved something here.
I don't know about
I don't know what it is, but
that. We have achieved something.
there we
Mate.
go.
We'll have to publish the list for everyone to compare and come and tell us how wrong we are.
I was going to say that there would be plenty of content
Yeah.
debate for this one.
Yeah, we'll have to publish the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And on that bombshell, your new champion, Iron and Sarah White, Exterminatus.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.